Selection is the key to an effective life. You'll be more effective if you figure out what you're not going to do as well as what you're going to do. And what I'm saying to you is that you will actually accomplish more in life by doing less. You will accomplish more by doing less, by being totally committed to two or three things that really matter, than half committed to a dozen or two dozen different things.
In order to know the purpose or function of something, whether it's a new device or tool, some sort of gadget or whatever, you need to look at the instruction manual. Even better, you should seek out the designer or the maker of the object in question. After all, who knows more about it than the one who created it? Hello, and welcome again to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue in our series called The Life You Were Meant to Live. In this series, Pastor Rick Warren will help you discover in the Scriptures what God had in mind for your life when He, quite literally, invented you. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a life-changing tool that will show you how to re-energize your spiritual life in ways you may have never dreamed possible. To find out more, go to PastorRick.com right now while you listen to today's broadcast, or just text the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Building Margin into Your Life.
I remember a number of years ago, in one of my wife's weaker moments, I convinced her to go on a vacation without any planning. She said, "What?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Let's just put the kids in the car. We got 10 days and we'll just head off." "Where are we going to go?" "I don't know. We'll just find out. It'll be an adventure. We'll just kind of head off on a car trip vacation." And she said, "Why in the world would you want to do that?" I said, "Because my entire life is planned. As the pastor of a very large church, almost every minute of my day has got something planned in it. And so I said, I need a vacation from planning. I need to just do something that's totally unplanned." It sounded like a logical idea. It sounded like a really good idea. So she said, "Okay, we'll try it." So we put the kids in our van and we just headed out across the desert, having no idea where we were going. You want to know what happened on that vacation? No, you really don't want to know. Kay calls it the pinball vacation. Boing, 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 you know. First night, we arrive in Durango, Colorado, and sleep in the car because there's no motels open in the whole city. Every single hotel, motel, flea bag apartment is all filled up, so we sleep in the car. Second night, we get to Denver, Colorado, and there's not a single motel room open in Denver. That, how was I to know it was the annual rodeo? That had been booked for weeks and weeks and weeks. There was not a single room in the entire city of Denver that we could find. So we're in the car again. The third night, sleeping out. The third night, we are in the Notel Roach Motel in Dumpyville, Utah. And I mean, this place, the motel, it was run by a gas station. Now you know there's a problem here. And the motel rooms were trailers. And they were really battered, beaten down trailers. One of them, the one we got, it had a screen door on it that's hanging on one hinge with the screen punched out so the mosquitoes can come through. Little roaches crawling across the ceiling. So guess what? We get back in the car. It's true. We got back in the car. And it went like this until the last night on our last stop home. I can remember sitting in Las Vegas in a loud, smoky lounge at 1 a.m. in the morning, waiting for the first room that's going to open up because somebody's checking out at 1 a.m. early so we could get a room. Oh boy, was that a fun vacation. Now the Bible tells us that thinking ahead is a mark of wisdom. Look at this verse, Proverbs 22:3. "The prudent person foresees difficulties ahead and takes precautions. The simpleton goes blindly on and suffers the consequences." Why didn't I see that verse before vacation?
Number three. Want to build margin into your life? Number three, put space in my schedule. Put space in my schedule. You might even, as you're writing that in, circle the word put. You can't hope for space in your schedule or pray even for space in your schedule or expect somebody else to provide space in your schedule. You're going to have to decide to put some space in your schedule. You're going to have to decide to build some buffer zones into your life, some downtime. That means you leave some empty spaces in your daytime, or as scary as that is to some of you to come across that. There's actually some white space there. The fact of life is, the faster you go, the more margin you need. If you're going 70 miles an hour down the freeway, you want more than 3 inches between you and the other car, don't you? I hope for that at least. And so you need to build, I need to build that margin into my life. In fact, the Bible tells us very clearly that if I don't allow space into my schedule, if I just work all of the time, that is foolish. Would you read with me with great enthusiasm, Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 15. Only someone too stupid to find his way home would wear himself out with work. Don't you like the Bible? It just cuts through everything, doesn't it? Just very honest with us about the struggles we have. Why is it that we have to feel so important that we have to keep every moment of every day busy? Would you write this down in your outline? Would you write down, life is a journey, not a race. Why do we front load everything? Try to get there so quickly. The truth is, if I really want to last in life, I got to realize I've got a whole journey in life to live.
Number four, if I want margin in my life, I must prune my activities periodically. Prune my activities periodically. Why do gardeners prune trees and plants? For greater productivity, for the health of the plant, for the plant's own goodness, and for future blossoms and fruitfulness in the next season. No pruning, no fruitfulness in the next season. Now, every year of our lives, we sprout new activity branches. You're doing some things now that you didn't do a year ago. You've added them on. What have you cut out? What have you cut off? What have you pruned back? You can't just keep adding and adding and adding and adding to your schedule new things. Oh, now let's add this one. And as your kids grow up, you know, you add new things to do. You just can't keep adding without cutting back, without pruning your activities. Now, here's the secret. When you prune, you don't just cut off dead wood. You cut off living branches that are still productive, that are still fruitful. And in your pruning, you're going to have to cut out some activities that are still producing in your life, that are still good, that are still bearing fruit. But you have to cut them off because you're in a new season. We've been working on this with our pastors. You know, I don't know anybody who works harder. I don't know any group of people who work harder than the staff and the pastors of this church. We have over 200 staff in this church, and they are all closet workaholics. I mean, they think about the church 24 hours a day. They work enormous hours. They're on call all the time. They really put in incredible, incredible hours. In fact, it is my job primarily to slow them down. I don't have to motivate any staff member of our church. They'd work their tails off if I'd let them. And I have to slow them, because I don't want them burning out, so I have to slow them down. So during this series, I've taken the 13 pastors of Saddleback, and I've put them in a margin recovery group. And we're holding ourselves accountable. And we're asking each other the tough questions. And then we're saying, what are you doing about this? What are you cutting back? What day is your Sabbath? And making sure that we have balance and health, because I don't want these guys burning out. They're too valuable to the church, to me, to the kingdom. And so you have to prune some things back. Now notice this verse, 1 Corinthians 6:12. Paul says, everything is permissible for me, but not everything is beneficial. What's he saying here? Well, God's given you a free will. You're permitted to do anything. You can go out and overload your schedule 10 times, and God isn't going to stop you. He isn't going to stop you. You are permitted to totally make stupid decisions. but it doesn't mean it's the beneficial thing to cram your life full.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. And while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com or just text the word DAILY to 99000.
It doesn't matter how much you work out or how healthy you may eat. If you're not feeding and exercising your spirit, you're going to feel run down and tired. You'll run out of gas. You've got to do more than just take care of your body. You've got to energize your spirit. And the best way to do that is with God's Word. That's why we've put together an incredible new tool called Re-Energize Your Life. In this first-of-its-kind guide created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you will learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. Step by step, you will begin a journey of restoration and renewal. It's a hands-on guide you take at your own pace. No need to rush. In fact, we encourage you to stop and linger where you want to spend more time. You'll benefit from biblical wisdom and learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. You'll learn how to let Jesus lighten your load and discover the key to a balanced life. Not only will you discover how to relieve stress, Pastor Rick will show you how to discover your purpose and build margin into your schedule. You'll have time to reflect and celebrate your progress as you take steps toward getting ready to be used by God. This brand new, high-quality, vegan leather-bound, four-color journal experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed with full-color devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't let your inner man or inner woman settle for a spiritually bland existence. Reach for more with this brand new tool called Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you a copy of the book, Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Call 800-600-5004 to get yours, or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
Once again, here's Rick.
I don't have to motivate any staff member of our church. They'd work their tails off if I'd let them. And I have to slow, because I don't want them burning out, so I have to slow them down. So during this series, I've taken the 13 pastors of Saddleback, and I've put them in a margin recovery group. And we're holding ourselves accountable. And we're asking each other the tough questions. And then we're saying, what are you doing about this? What are you cutting back? What day is your Sabbath? And making sure that we have balance and health, because I don't want these guys burning out. They're too valuable to the church, to me, to the kingdom. And so you have to prune some things back. Now notice this verse, 1 Corinthians 6:12. Paul says, everything is permissible for me, but not everything is beneficial. What's he saying here? Well, God's given you a free will. You're permitted to do anything. You can go out and overload your schedule 10 times, and God isn't going to stop you. He isn't going to stop you. You are permitted to totally make stupid decisions. But it doesn't mean it's the beneficial thing to cram your life full. Last week, we talked about learning to say no. That two-letter word, no, is a holy word. In fact, let's all just say it together. No. Doesn't that feel good? No. You see, tomorrow, if you get up and you've got 50 things to do in one day, and you're only going to get 20 of them done, that means you're going to have to say no 30 times. In your life, you will have to learn to say no far more than you'll have to learn to say yes. Because there are far more things you can't do than you have time, energy, effort, and what God wants you to do. Now, of course, it's easy to say no to things you don't like or things that are unpleasant. I mean, you say, well, I'm going to have a little margin in my life. I'm going to say no to a root canal this week. Yeah, well, great. You know, today I'll say no to a rigid sigmoidoscopy. You know, yeah, well, I guess so. I just have a little margin. I won't do that. Or, no, I don't want that IRS audit. No, I got margin. The real problem is saying no to things you like. saying no to things that are fun or good or beneficial or helpful. You cannot even do all the good things in life. Have you figured that out? You just can't. You can't even do all the good things. You can't do everything, so you have to determine the right thing. What does God want me to do with my time and my energy and my money? Now, if you want an effective life, I can summarize it in one word: selection. Selection is the key to an effective life. Saddleback has grown because we have selected to do five things, and we keep everything we do under one of those five things, five purposes of our church. In my own life, I've selected to not speak to all kinds of other groups, but just certain groups, this church and primarily pastors, to focus my life. You'll be more effective if you figure out what you're not going to do as well as what you're going to do. And what I'm saying to you is that you will actually accomplish more in life by doing less. You will accomplish more by doing less, by being totally committed to two or three things that really matter, than half committed to a dozen or two dozen different things. Now, here's the thing. If you don't periodically prune the activities in your life, and I mean like every quarter, look and go, what do I need to stop doing now? If you don't periodically, God will do the pruning for you. And it will happen through an illness or a crisis or something, because you cannot live beyond your limits, you know, month after month after month. Proverbs 20, verse 30 says, sometimes it takes a painful situation to make us change our ways. The fifth step in putting margin into your life is to do less and trust God more. Do less and trust God more. Now, why should I do that? Because God can do more in 20 minutes than you can do in 20 years. Some of you have had some goals, some dreams that you've been striving, seeking, working, hustling, hurrying, all for year after year after year. You haven't achieved it yet. Why don't you just back off a little bit? Relax, chill out, and trust God. Watch what He can do. Because He can do it a whole lot faster and a whole lot better than you can do it. You know, one of the benefits of overload, frankly, about the only benefit of being stretched limit, of being on overload, is that it forces you to trust God. Because it brings you to your knees, you realize, I've hit the wall, I'm out of steam, I'm out of energy. One time the Apostle Paul hit burnout. He was in Asia working, serving. And he said there, he said, we were pressed so hard. He said, we despaired of even life itself. He said, I was ready to kick the bucket. I was ready to throw in the towel. And he tells about it in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. There, your last verse there on your outline. He says, we were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure. As it turned out, it was the best thing that could have happened. Instead of trusting in our own strength or wits to get out of it, we were forced to trust God totally. Not a bad idea, since He's the God who raises the dead. God can do what you can't do. Now, Jesus did not say, if you're busy, you can move mountains. He didn't say busyness is the way to move a mountain. He didn't say, if you work real hard and really get stressed, you can move a mountain. He didn't say, if it's to be, it's up to me to move a mountain. He said, if you have faith, you can move mountains. Faith, not busyness, is what gets the job done. Faith. So what's your mountain? What's the problem in your life that needs moving? Stop doing so much. Do less and trust God more. Father, we've lived without margin in our lives for so long, we can hardly remember what it was like to not feel fatigue or pressure all the time. We think fatigue is the normal way you're supposed to live and feel, but it's not. But we don't want to stay the same. So I pray for everyone here today that you'll give us the courage to take these steps. that can bring balance and sanity back into our lives and our schedules and our relationships. Now you pray. Say, Father, I'm tired of being rushed and late and exhausted all the time. I got too many irons in the fire, and I need your help to get out of the mess I've gotten myself into. Help me to recognize and accept my limitations. Help me to put some space in my schedule. I need breathing room and margin in my life. Jesus Christ, I know I can't do it all. And I need your wisdom in deciding what matters most and what I should do. Please give me the courage to say no to the wrong things and the courage to say yes to the right things. And most important, help me to trust you. Forgive me for thinking and acting as if everything depends on me. It doesn't. It all depends on you. And I want to have greater faith in you and less reliance upon myself. I want less stress and more margin. In your name I pray. Amen.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Pastor Rick will be back in a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. It doesn't matter how much you work out or how healthfully you may eat. If you're not feeding and exercising your spirit, you're going to feel run down and tired. You'll run out of gas. You've got to do more than just take care of your body. You've got to energize your spirit. And the best way to do this is with God's Word. That's why we put together an incredible new tool called Re-Energize Your Life. In this first-of-its-kind guide created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you'll learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. Step by step, you'll begin a journey of restoration and renewal. It's a hands-on guide you'll take at your own pace. No need to rush. In fact, we encourage you to stop and linger where you want to spend more time. You'll benefit from biblical wisdom and learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. You'll learn how to let Jesus lighten your load and discover the key to a balanced life. Not only will you learn how to relieve stress, Pastor Rick will show you how to discover your purpose and build margin into your schedule. You'll have time to reflect and celebrate your progress as you take steps toward getting ready to be used by God. This brand new, high-quality, vegan leather-bound, four-color journal experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed full of color devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't let your inner man or inner woman settle for a spiritually bland existence. Reach for more with this brand new tool called Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you a copy of the book Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Call 800-600-5004 to get yours, or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
Have you ever noticed that your day goes better when you start with God's Word? Well, that's been true in my life, and I'm certain it'll make a difference in your life too when you choose to get into God's Word first thing every day. It's one of the most important habits you can develop. Here's an email from a man named Jeremy who says, connecting with God every morning has made such a big difference in his life. He says, you know, Rick, Daily Hope fills my mind with truth when I begin each day at 3 a.m. Wow. I've realized that Daily Hope helps fill my mind with the good stuff and crowds out all the negative because truth and hope have really changed my attitude throughout the day. So you can take it from Jeremy. God's Word at the start of your day will change your day in a positive way. Thanks for listening today, everybody. I love you. I thank God for you, and I'm praying for you. Please remember to join me next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.